up, everyone? It is Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel. I am very happy, very excited to introduce to you my guest for today from WWE NXT 2.0. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Joe Gacy. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm very excited to have you on here. You know, I always like first-time interviews because it's like, oh, like we get to know each other, like find out who you are and all of that good stuff. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. So I'm going to get things started because I know we have so much to kind of go over. And I kind of want to rewind a little bit to your start with WWE because you've been there now for about 2 years. And I know this is a broad question, but I kind of want to know what the experience has been like for you the past 2 years.
So stepping into, I guess you could say, the Performance Center, my first day was very surreal for me. Before I came here, I've been doing this for like 12 years, maybe. So coming here for me was always what I wanted to do. And to finally come here, sometimes I have to pinch myself and remind myself that this is real. This is my life every day. You know, coming in, I tried to hit the ground running, started trying to learn everything I could, as much as I could. I never stopped learning. I'm still learning. But being here now and, you know, finally debuting on NXT and up to now challenging Bron Breakker for the NXT Championship Saturday at In Your House. It has been a crazy 2 years, but a very good kind of crazy.
And I think the cool thing is, because you mentioned how, you know, you were doing this, you know, in the independent scene prior to getting to WWE for multiple years. And then the moment when you finally sign your contract, you get there, you're with the company. How has your life changed? You know, what's it like now when you go outside and people recognize you like more so than they did prior to WWE?
Oh, I love that. It's still new to me, but I've taken a lot of pictures with a lot of random people I've met. But it's cool. I don't mind. It reminds me how fortunate I am to be able to be here. So it's like a nice reminder every now and then.
That's really awesome. So now I want to get into the nitty gritty of your character, because the Joe Gacy persona on NXT 2.0, I would say, has caused a lot of buzz. There has been, as you know, some positive feedback, some negative feedback, which you obviously know about. So I want to ask you, what has that been like? Because you're a very different persona from a lot of other people on what you're seeing on NXT 2.0. So how do you feel about the work that you've been putting out and some of the reactions that you've gotten from fans, etc.?
I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Whether you know, want to cheer me or boo me, I love every moment of it. Just being able to be here and doing what I'm doing is it's crazy. Like I said, the last 2 years have been crazy, but a good kind of crazy. So to be able to get any kind of reaction out of, you know, the WWE universe has been great for me, whether it's a good or bad kind of reaction. I love every minute of it.
You don't look into that. You're not like constantly on social media trying to see what people are saying. I know there are people that are like, what are people thinking about what I did, you know, on social media? Are you like that? Or you're just like, I go out there, do my job and go with the flow?
I mean, I do what I enjoy and I do what's good for me. You know, if I followed what a lot of people online say, I should probably hate myself, but I don't, you know, I don't do that so much, so it's okay.
So with the Joe Gacy persona, where have you drawn inspiration for the character in terms of your delivery, some of the things that you do, or just the concept in general? What are some of the places that you pulled inspiration from?
That's kind of a hard question, I guess. I don't know if I so much pulled inspiration from much of anything. It might be weird to say that it's kind of just always been there for me. I mean, I probably couldn't put my finger on anything specific, but I grew up a huge movie buff and, you know, I've watched WWE since I was a kid. So I came up watching guys like Mick Foley. I've always been a big Mick Foley fan. So I don't know if that's something that's a part of me. It might be. I can't say yes or no, definitely. But I think it's just been coming up, you know, becoming an adult. I kind of just soaked a lot of things in, and I don't know. I've always just kind of had ideas, and I've always been writing ideas. I used to write stories. So like, I just kind of, I don't know. I'm always full of ideas and I never stop thinking. So I can't say if I have a pure inspiration.
You have a creative mind. It just keeps spinning. I love that.
That's the easy way to say it.
You're like, that's the nice way to say it. No, I love it.
Yeah.
I've spoken to Shawn Michaels on here before, and, you know, he was kind of giving me a glimpse as to, you know, how they sort of, you know, come up with characters on NXT 2.0, how they kind of try to figure out like who you are, like, who are you, you know, your real life person, who are you, and try to implement that into your character and, you know, elevate that for NXT 2.0. So you kind of hear, hearing you say this kind of feels like that's probably what happened with you. Was there ever any ideas to do anything else, or was it always this specific, like, this version of Joe Gacy that we're seeing?
So when I first came to NXT, or when I, you know, first was signed with WWE, I had a very different look. I had longer hair, longer beard. I wore trunks and boots and had a vest. But I guess when it came down to it, it was very similar to everyone else. You know, everyone had the long hair, the beard. I mean, granted, I still have my beard, but I think it was time to be different. I think coming up before my time here in WWE, I went about things one way, and then coming here, seeing how things were, and, you know, eventually knowing NXT 2.0 was coming, I think it was time to be different. So, you know, what better way to be different than to completely change the way I look? So I guess that's kind of when it went into that.
And you got to stand out. You don't want to look like everybody else. You know, that's key. You don't want to look like everybody else. So you mentioned NXT 2.0. Let's talk about that, because you have been a focal point of this new era of NXT. What is that? How does that feel for you to be like, okay, I'm one of the guys that's, you know, really kicking off this new era of NXT 2.0?
Very exciting. Once I found out that the changeover was happening to 2.0, and, you know, there was a group of guys and a group of females that we're going to really start taking NXT into the new era, and then realizing that I am one of these people was a huge compliment to me, I guess, and really got me excited, because now I'm, you know, at the time I was like, okay, well, this is going to be a challenge, but I'm ready. I'm ready to take it on and go.
And you started things out, like, when we first got, when we first started seeing you on NXT 2.0, you were there with Harlan. Unfortunately, Harlan's no longer at your side. How has it been sort of like readjusting for you to, instead of having somebody, you know, out there with you, and now you're going out there and it's you, how has that, like, you know, changed your game plan or changed the way that you come out and do things?
I don't think it's changed so much, to be 100% honest. I'm still me. I'm still Joe Gacy. I mean, if you watch anything, you could probably see that not much has changed. So I'm still me. I'm still going.
And let's get into Bron Breakker, NXT in your house this weekend. Bron Breakker, who literally came in and, like, became NXT champion right away. So things have really, really, like, soared for him. So I want to ask you, what has been your experience working alongside Bron Breakker and even getting to do a little bit with his father as well, which was pretty cool. What's all that been like? Yeah.
To be able to work with his father, I didn't expect that, number one. But to be able to work with essentially that family, not only was it exciting, but it was a very good learning experience for me to, as new as Bron Breakker is, a wealth of knowledge just from his family alone has taught me so much. And, you know, he's a very physical specimen as far as being an athlete. So it's a lot of fun, to be honest with you, to see the things he can do. So it's been a great time.
What do you think fans can expect from your match at In Your House?
Easy answer would be you can't really expect anything. You don't really know what's going to happen. But what I will say is you're probably going to see something very, very different.
Okay. Ooh, I like that. Okay. Okay. And then my last question before we move into the lightning round is, you know, in terms of WWE, what are your goals right now? What would you like to accomplish, you know, right now in WWE, whether that be in NXT, whether that be going to Raw or to SmackDown, et cetera?
I mean, you know, immediately what comes to mind is to become the NXT champion. Maybe I'll have a new goal after Saturday if I accomplish that goal. So, I mean, honestly, yeah, I would love to go Raw, SmackDown, and chase my WrestleMania moment, I guess would be the goal for me. I'm always thinking ahead, but right now I'm very focused on In Your House this Saturday and winning the NXT championship.
Awesome. So we got a couple minutes left. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you 10 random questions, super random, just about you, kind of get to know you a little bit better. These are always so much fun. So let's get right into it. Question right. Number one, what was your reaction to getting your WWE contract?
Oh, that was, I guess giddy would be the word. Kind of like stunned, actually, when I learned this was actually something real that was happening. So I guess shocked, I guess would be the word.
You're like, suddenly like this happened. Cause you know, you put in so many years of work and you never know, hey, is it going to happen for me? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Question number two. Do you have any pre or post match rituals?
Yeah, I like to sit in a corner and by myself and take my mind off of what I'm about to do and try to calm myself. It's weird. I actually said recently, I'm not calm until I'm in the ring. Like, it's all the lead up until you're there. And then once I'm in the ring, then I take.
Is it like nerves, anxieties, butterflies?
Maybe it could be that. I guess so. But yeah, I try to, you know, prepare myself mentally without thinking about it. Like, I try to go sit and think about something else until it's time. And then once I'm out there, I feel a lot better.
Just clear your mind, clear it all. Number three, who's giving you the best advice in the company?
I would have to say one of my coaches, Terry Taylor. He flipped my brain a little bit when I got here from thinking one way to thinking a different way. So,
Okay, I like that. Number four, what's something you're currently obsessed with outside of wrestling?
So many things. I'm a big movie buff. I'm a big television show buff. I mean, I could easily say that right now I'm excited for the next Stranger Things part two season or part of season four. But I'm obsessed with video games, music, movies, you name it.
Very well-rounded from what I can tell. A little bit of interest everywhere. I like that.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Well, that leads me into my next question. What are your top three most listened to artists or bands?
So I go through phases when it comes to music. But right now I would say, one of my all-time top three is a band called The Wombats. And then I'd probably, that is kind of tough. Sorry. There's a band called Face to Face that I've been listening to a lot lately. And one of my all-time favorite bands is the Pixies. So that's always up there.
Nice. And next question. What's the last TV show that you watched?
Probably Stranger Things. Although I did start a new show called Pistol, which is pretty good.
Okay. Question number seven. What's the first concert you ever attended?
If that is an honest question, my answer is NSYNC.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, NSYNC was my very first concert.
That's not what I was expecting whatsoever.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Okay, were you an NSYNC person, a Backstreet Boy person? Like you were?
I mean, if it's between the two, it's always NSYNC.
Oh, okay. I got to fight you on that one, Joe. It's the Backstreet Boys for me.
Fair enough.
Number eight, do you have any pets?
I do. I have a dog, two cats, and a lizard.
Nice. And question number nine, how do you spend a day off?
Relaxing, maybe watching some TV or playing some video games, mostly.
Sweet. Last question, question number 10, how would you describe yourself in three words or less?
Three words. I would say not what you'd expect, but that's four words.
I'll count that. I can take that too, unless you have something else. I can take that.
Yeah, we could take that, I guess. I don't know how I'd shorten that.
Okay, I love that. Thank you so much, Joe. That was so much fun to get to talk to you here today and get to know you a little bit. I hope we get to chat again in the future and talk a little bit more of cinema, et cetera, and all of that good stuff. But thank you so much. Before we go, please feel free to plug in anything you'd like to plug in.
Sure. I mean, you know, this Saturday, streaming on Peacock, 8 p.m., Joe Gacy versus Bron Breakker, NXT Championship, along with another a big, big, big show full of a lot of great matches in your house, NXT. It's going to be a big one.
Alrighty, everyone. Thank you guys so much for watching. I am going to have all of the links in the description box below where you can follow Joe Gacy and also watch NXT in your house. Until next time, I'm Denise Salcedo. This is Joe Gacy. We'll see you guys later. Bye, everyone.